नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
हम लोग वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 to 47। सो 47 इज ऑन द बोर्ड, वी विल चैंट 47 व्हेन वी विल रीच 47। फर्स्ट वी विल डिस्कस टेक्स्ट नंबर 41, आई विल कीप रीडिंग एंड डिस्कसिंग एंड देन एज वी रीच टेक्स्ट नंबर 47 देन वी विल चैंट टुगेदर एंड देन डिस्कस इट। First of all, I should have welcomed all the devotees for Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. If you have smartphones, you can keep them on in flight mode and find out the shloka, text number 41. So before I start, I'll just first chant the Mangalacharan directly because I'm going to start the class. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। टेक्स्ट नंबर 41, श्री शुक उवाच। दोज़ हू कैन नॉट, दे कैन जस्ट ट्राई टू हियर एंड चैंट। एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्सांकेन सत्कृतः आमंत्र्य तं परिक्रम्य सगणः स्वालयं ययौ। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, ओ किंग, हैविंग दस बीन प्रेस्ड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी हु बियर्स द मार्क ऑफ श्रीवत्स ऑन हिज चेस्ट, लॉर्ड शिव सर्कमैम्बुलेटेड हिम। Then, after taking permission from him, Lord Shiva returned to his abode, Kailash, along with his associate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu arose and embraced him. Therefore, the word Srivatsankena is used here. The mark of Srivatsa adorns the chest of Lord Vishnu, and therefore, when Lord Vishnu embraced Lord Shiva while being circumambulated, the Srivatsa mark touched Lord Shiva's bosom. So, first question in this regard is, why Lord embraced Lord Shiva? He, in a sense, he harassed Lord Shiva so much. In Hindi, se kehte hai, jiski fati na khud ki bivai, wo jane ka peer parai. If you do not have a thorn pricked in your own feet, how do you know the pain of a person who has a thorn in his feet? So such an embarrassment for Lord Shiva, who is Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shambhu. And his Lord has done that. He also wanted to see Maya. Lord cannot be blamed for that. So now Lord Shiva was feeling very sad because he had embraced Mohini Murti in front of practically everybody. So now to give solace to Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu is giving his embrace to him now. Okay, you embraced Mohini Murti, yeah, you feel sad and you all this happened to you now, so much embarrassment, so let me give my embrace to you. And that, what was the special thing about the embrace? The word comes here, Srivatsankena. That means, all of the devotees know that the chest of Lord Vishnu has Srivats Anka. Anka means something which is imprinted, that golden, so Srivats, that most auspicious chest of Lord Vishnu, that embrace Lord Shiva went through. So you can see that he got so much mercy also at the end. He was tested very critically, he went through so many troubles, but ultimately Lord Vishnu extended his extreme mercy to his devotee. Now, we may see this is very simple. So Lord Vishnu has embraced. What is the difficulty? But you must remember how when Lord Krishna came and he gave his embrace to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, that the experience and the bliss which Yudhishthira Maharaj felt by the embrace of Lord Krishna make him forget everything in this world. As Lord Vishnu tells to Brahmaji, when he gives his darshan to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji gets to shake hands with Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu says, this is the perfection of all your austerities. So, this is the reward which Lord Vishnu is giving to Lord Shiva. The form which is eternity, the form which is full of knowledge and bliss, is giving his embrace to Lord Shiva. One day, whenever that day comes, we will also get that embrace. And we should have that aspiration. Just like when Gopakumar goes back to Goloka, first time ever he goes to Goloka and Krishna sees, Krishna comes back and then he runs towards Gopakumar. And till the time his name was not told, not revealed. And then he gives his embrace and then Krishna faints. Oh, my devotee has come back. And he also faints. And then everybody thinks, oh, maybe he's a demon or something, Krishna has died or something like that. But then everything is resolved afterwards. So Krishna wants to embrace us and one day we will get that embrace. Otherwise, we will have not come to Krishna consciousness. We should have that faith. So, what are the lessons we learned from this shloka is that Krishna definitely, without exception, puts all his devotees through severe test. Only thing is, he will give the test which you can pass. Just like a teacher who is teaching nursery school, he will not give an exam of Shakespeare novel to a boy who is learning ABCD. But the test is always given. So devotee will always be given a test by Krishna. And the test intensity will increase with our advancement of Krishna consciousness. But after all those tests, if we get the mercy of Krishna, the embrace of Krishna, then that's worth the price to pay for. And it's interesting that Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, it's interesting thing about tapasya. That when we do tapasya, and when we get the reward of tapasya, we forget that we have done the tapasya. So we should not be afraid of doing tapasya. But our tapasya is, the goal of our tapasya is to purify our consciousness. Then we will feel happy by the embrace of Krishna. We'll talk about it if time permits. Another point what we learned is that Lord Shiva did not say, you will understand what he will say afterwards, just after next shloka. But he will say, this Lord Vishnu is too much now. He has given me so much embarrassment, I will not serve him now, I will not worship him further. Did he say like this? No, he did not say like this. So, one devotee told me very nicely this point, that when Krishna just gives a glance of mercy to us, that maddens the jiva towards Krishna. That has been explained by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is awakening in my heart and maddening me. This is the internal embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with ecstasy. I'm not telling something out of Prabhupada books, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita only. One day we can also get that embrace from within in the hearts also, if we have love for Krishna. This is the thing which we have learned, that with all the tests like Lord Shiva had gone through, he got the embrace of Vishnu and he was not expecting that embrace also. Was simply circumambulating, but out of love for Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu gave that embrace. This is what we learned from text 41. Text number 42. Atmansha bhutam tam mayam. If devotees have, please chant. At least some support has to be there. If you have the phones, you can chant after me. Bhavanim bhagavan bhavah. सम्मताम ऋषि मुख्यानाम प्रीत्या चष्टाथ भारत. Translation: O descendant of Bharat Maharaj, Lord Shiva in jubilation then addressed his wife Bhavani, who is accepted by all authorities as the potency of Lord Vishnu. In this text number 42, the word comes sammatam rishi mukhyanam, sanshatam rishi mukhyanam. That means being praised. So when Lord Shiva went back to his abode, in the previous shloka it was mentioned, Svalayam Yayau, he went back to Kailash, and there the Rishi Munis were praising him. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, while sages praised him, that means Rishi Mukhyanam, by the best of the sages, while he was getting praised, he ignored all the praises. And then he begins to glorify Lord Vishnu. This is the nature of a devotee, that he doesn't want to be glorified because he knows who is supposed to be glorified, Lord Vishnu. Just like somebody says, oh, you are a very tall man, but if you are standing next to Himalaya, will you accept that? If I am a crow, I say, oh, such a nice bird. Yes, but if I am next to Garuda, then? So we can understand that a devotee understands who is the person who has actual all the qualities is Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, not me. As Prithu Maharaj was being glorified by the Brahmanas, and he said, why are you glorifying me when Lord Vishnu's glories are present? Something very interesting. Now it is quite in contrast to today's present false gurus, who says, why do you look at Ram or Krishna? I am there, you look at me. Now you may ask them, how long you live that I can look at you? Maybe you die tomorrow, then whom I am going to look at? So this is all false. It's like on Saturday I went to preaching, for preaching program. So one person came after the program. I said, can you chant Hare Krishna? Yes, yes, I can chant Hare Krishna. I said, oh, he agreed so fast. I said, why? Because my guru told, his guru told that he came as Ram and Krishna in previous lives. So I said, oh, anyhow, I did not argue with him. I said, okay, you please keep chanting Hare Krishna, then you will realize the facts slowly by Krishna's mercy. So then all such kind of gurus should not be accepted. Lord Shiva is the guru. One more example is given by one devotee, that one time one teacher was asked by the disciple, Guru Maharaj, are you God? So then Guru Maharaj says, what is your realization? So then disciple says, I think you are Supreme Brahman. Then he says, your realizations cannot be wrong. So now Guruji is depending on the realization of the student. Similarly, Narad Muni had asked a question to Brahmaji, are you God? And Brahmaji says, no. And you will see the same thing Lord Shiva will going to tell in the next shloka. Same thing. So it's a duty of a bona fide spiritual master to tell who is God and whom to surrender to. It's very important. You know all these points. We don't have to explain much, but this is a very important point. Okay, text 43.
ऐ व्यपश्यस्त्वमजस्य मायाम् परस्य पुंसः परदेवतायः अहं कलानां ऋषभोऽपि मुह्ये यया वशोन्ये किमुता स्वतन्त्रः.
Lord Shiva said, O Goddess, that means O Parvati Devi, you have now seen the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the unborn master of everyone. Something interesting which I found in this shloka is, the Lord Shiva is telling to the illusory energy that you have seen the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu. That I have not understood which illusory energy is Lord Shiva is referring to, because he is not illusioned by Durga Devi. So which illusory energy? So I can understand it's Yogamaya. Although I am one of the principal expansions of His Lordship, even I was illusioned by His energy. What then is to be said of others who are fully dependent on Maya? In this pastime, the whole pastime of Amrit Mahotsav, where this Amrit is being churned, it's a nice competition between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Lord, when this poison was coming, so Lord Vishnu, as Ajita, also said, oh, this poison has come, let us go and take shelter of Lord Shiva. He could have just, nullified the poison. But he wants to give glory to Lord Shiva, his dear devotee. And here now we see that Lord Shiva, with all this pastime, ultimately, he wants to glorify Lord Vishnu. So there is constant competition between the devotee and Lord to glorify each other. So now he has very clearly said, now can you see whose Maya is more powerful? And can you see who the supreme controller? So it's very interesting that Lord Shiva is with all his embarrassment he has to go through, he is still very happy that he has an opportunity by all this to glorify Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. You say, but he is glorifying the energy, not glorifying Vishnu, in this shloka at least. So he said, no, if the energy is glorified and the energy belongs to the energetic, who is controlling that energy, so how much the energetic must be powerful? I think somebody mentioned in the class that Maya is as powerful as Krishna. It is not like that. Yes, Maya can bewilder all of us, just like last night, the night was all over the world. So it was bewildering or covering everybody here, at least those who were in the darkness. But one sun can illuminate the whole world. So we cannot say darkness is more powerful than the sun. Darkness existence is completely based on sun only. Krishna Surisam and Mayaha Yandakar. So Maya can put us in darkness, but cannot put Krishna in darkness. So when Krishna is there, we take shelter of Krishna, then Maya goes away naturally. Okay, next shloka.
Yam mam prichhatvam apetya yogat sama sahastranta uparatam vai sa esha sakshad purushah purano nayatra kalo vishate na vedah.
When I finished performing mystic yoga for 1,000 years, you asked me upon whom I was meditating. Now here is that supreme person to whom time has no entrance and who the Vedas cannot understand. Purport: eternal time enters anywhere and everywhere, but it cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nor can the Vedas understand the supreme personality of Godhead. This is an indication of the Lord's being omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient. This is very interesting. This purport, is a commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada is quoting here, that time pervades everywhere, but it cannot pervade Lord Vishnu. Similarly, the Vedas understand everything. They are the source of all knowledge, but they cannot understand Lord Krishna. So sometimes this question is being posed, that how to understand that one name can destroy unlimited lifetime sin. So what is the answer? Simple answer: we cannot understand. When Vedas don't understand the glories of Krishna, they cannot understand the glories of name also. So with my 0.10% Kali Yuga brain, how much I can understand? We don't have to understand. I give an analogy on this point. I had some problem which I have been suffering since 1999. So now one of my devotee friend, who is a good homeopathic doctor, he says, you just take this medicine for 7 days and for rest of your life this problem will be cured. Do you think I believed him for the first time? What is this? Since I have been suffering for 20 years now and you are telling me within 7 days and just 10 drops every day, morning, evening, and you are going to get cured? For rest of at least this life? The same thing, a devotee can also have trouble. 16 rounds? And I have been suffering in this world since time immemorial, beginningless time, and I am going to get cured? This regulative principles, 4 regulative principles, 4 drops of 4 regulative principles and 16 drops of Hare Krishna mantra? It doesn't make sense. You don't have to make sense to you. The medicine is very powerful. Just take it with faith. That's the whole point. And it works. Yes. And it works also, yes. So this is very important, that, and this is not some blind faith we are putting. We are putting faith through Krishna's mercy, which comes in the form of Shastra. Do we accept that we are Maya Mugdha, bewildered by Maya? Nobody has to raise hands if I have to ask, who is Maya Mugdha? No, everybody is, practically. Because we may know many things, but we do not know who we are. I mean, theoretically we know we are Krishna's servant, but still we do not know who we are. So, Maya Mugda Jeeva Nahi Svatah Krishna Gyan Jeevere Kripa Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. So, Krishna has revealed this Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. We just have to know it and apply it and chant Hare Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, what I wanted to say that, from why I said this, we can't understand Krishna's glories, we simply have to glorify Him. And by that glorification, we will see Krishna. It's a beautiful shloka I have just now learned. I would like to chant. This is Mother Kunti's prayers. Shudvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana taeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramambhanambhujam. The devotees who are constantly hearing and then chanting and then accepting, this is very nice, abhikshnashah, constantly, and then remembering, and then feeling happy by a person, by somebody else glorifies Krishna, the eva pashyanti achirena tavakam, only those, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, only those will see Krishna. Will it be taking very long? No, achirena, very soon they will be seeing Krishna. What an amazing process, and we are getting it to do this process day after day, day after day, day after day. And if you don't do, at least our brahmacharis have to make tea, and you make sure, the temple management makes sure that you do it, and we should feel very happy. Yes, I would have not done otherwise, but by making tea and I'll coming, by chanting japa, I'm getting an opportunity to one day see Krishna. And that is, the day is not going to be very, very long. Not very far. Achirena. But then what about getting liberated? Bhava pravaho paramam padambhujam. By doing this, a devotee takes shelter of feet of lotus feet of Krishna, which destroys, completely stops all bhava pravaha. Just like you are in front of a big river, and if you're not in front, in the river, you can't stop the flow of the river. And then now see that example and put it on the life which we have. Birth, death, it's like a river which never stops. But as soon as we start doing these things means hearing about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, all these things, then immediately it actually stops. It immediately stops. And very soon we will see Krishna. But then Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, what is the meaning of seeing Krishna? That means seeing Krishna with love. And because love arises by these processes, that's why a devotee can see Krishna even while living in this world also. Okay, this point will also come, I actually quoted it before, in text number 47 it will come, most probably, yes. Text 45, Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Te Vihitastata Vikramaha Sharang Dhanvanaha Sindhor Nirmathaneyena Dhritaha Prishte Mahachalaha. Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, the person who bore the great mountain on his back for the churning of the ocean of milk is the same supreme personality of Godhead known as Sharang Dhanava. I have now described to you his prowess. Quite interesting. If somebody says, one devotee was explaining, if somebody says, I am God, then you put this table on him, this not a very heavy table, this table on his back, and then you churn it and put some more weight on it. Then you say, so do you feel like scratching on your your back? So that means, my dear Prabhu, my dear Guruji, whatever, avatar, you are not avatar. So you can understand, we can't understand basically. Sumeru is so big, and then on his back, what is that? What is the name of the avatar? Kashyap, Kurmavatar. Kurmavatar. You think, oh, nice massage I am getting. Very nice. So Krishna has his own way of nice pastime which he can't imitate, which cannot, we should not imitate, not to be tried at home. So all this warning is there, but simply glorify and be happy to hear this. Okay, nothing much to speak on this. Text number 46. Etanmuhu kirtayato nushunvato narishyate jatu samudyamah kvachet yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam
समस्त संसार परिश्रमापहम.
The endeavor of one who constantly hears or describes this narration of the churning of the ocean of milk will never be fruitless. So if you have any projects to do, so you should hear this Amrit Mahotsav again and again. So then if you want to do something materially also, it will not be fruitless. Material endeavors are themselves fruitless, but if at all that desire is there, it's mentioned here. Indeed, chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only means to annihilate all sufferings in this material world. It's very interesting that the reason of all our sufferings is that there is no Gauranitai here. You understand my point? Gauranitai is there, Krishna Balaram is there, Radha Shyam Sundar is there. But I am indifferent to them, I am looking somewhere else. That is the problem. What is that? Krishna bhuliya jivan adir bahirmukh atev maya de tar sansaratuk. The only reason Maya gives trouble, and she has various ways to give trouble, more than what we can think, is because jiv is bahirmukh. Facing his face, having his face away from Krishna. And how to get free from Maya has been explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that even once, if somebody comes before Gauranitai, Krishna Balaramji, Radha Shyam Sundar, and just says, "My Lord, I have forgotten you since so many lifetimes. I have always neglected you. I am surrendering to you now. Please accept me." Kamadinam katina katidha palita dur nideshas tesham jat mai na karuna natarpano pashanti. Usrajyatam atha yadupater sampratam labdha buddhis tvamayatam sharanam mamniyungshatma dasaye. Srila Prabhupada quotes this shloka so many times, and this jiva prays to Krishna in the mood of self-surrender. Krishna, I have suffered so much. I have followed this kam, krodh, all these masters, and for millions of lifetimes. And it's not that they have become merciful to me. Rather, they have beaten me with a shoe which has nails. You understand my point? If you beat a person with shoe, it may be hurting. But if you beat a person with shoe which has nails, how much it will hurt? And if the shoe is that shoe hits on the eyes, on the ears, how much it will hurt? You understand what I'm trying to say? This kam and krodh has affected all my senses since life after life. But then the devotee prays, "My Lord, now I am understanding that you are my eternal master. I am coming to you. Please accept me and accept me as a servant." Sincere and serious servant. And then, as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, from that day on, I will always give him protection. So I am saying that there is the only way to annihilate all suffering is, again, to shrunvanti gayanti ghanda abhikshanashadha. Constantly hearing and chanting Krishna's glories. And in that way, Krishna will say, "Maya Devi, you can capture everybody, but this soul is my dear child, so you please save, you don't give him so much misery." And we can feel that to the degree we practice Krishna consciousness strongly, to that degree feel happiness. And every devotee can feel, if we talk about material subject matter, there are three products: shok, moh, and bhaya. Shok means lamentation, moh means illusion, and bhaya means fear. But when we are in Bhagavatam class, there is no lamentation. That's why a devotee can easily sleep in the class also. There's no lamentation. Sometime one devotee was asked, I said to one devotee, "Why are you sleeping in the class?" "Are Maharaj, anywhere I cannot sleep. Only in Bhagavatam class I feel peaceful, I can sleep nicely." So this lamentation goes away, fear goes away, no problem. After 9 o'clock, anyhow going to get prasadam also. What is the difficulty? This shows that all the miseries and sufferings are going away in Bhagavatam class. Now we have text number 47, so we'll chant together.
Asad vishayam angrim bhavagamyam prapannan amritamaravarya nashayat sindhu mathyam kapata yuvati vesho mohayanyah surarim tamaham upasritanam kamapuram natosmi. Asat vishayam,
not understood by the atheist, Angrim, unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhavagamyam, understood by devotees. Prapannan, fully surrendered. Amritam, the nectar. Amaravaryan, only unto the demigods. Ashayat, gave to drink. Sindhumathyam, produced from the ocean of milk. Kapatayuvativeshaha, appearing as a false young girl. Mohayan, captivating. Yaha, he who. Surarin, the enemies of the demigods. Tam, unto him. Aham, I. Upasritanam, of the devotees. Kamapuram, who fulfills all desires. Natasmi, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation: assuming the form of a young woman and thus bewildering the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributed to his devotees, the demigods, the nectar produced from the churning of the ocean of milk. Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always fulfills the desires of his devotees. Do you feel nice? Yeah, this is nice. Who always fulfills the desires of his devotees. What is the difficulty in desiring Krishna? I want to go back to Godhead. I want to go back to Goloka. Desire it, and Krishna will fulfill it. I offer my respectful obeisances. Let us read the purport. The instruction of this narration concerning the churning of the milk ocean is clearly manifested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is equal to everyone, because of natural affection, he favors his devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshasina priya, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapeham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. This partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is natural. A person cares for his children not because of partiality, but in a reciprocation of love. The children depend on the father's affection, and the father affectionately maintains the children. Similarly, because devotees do not know anything but the lotus feet of the Lord is always prepared to give protection to his devotees and fulfill their desires. He therefore says, Kauntiha pratijanihi name bhaktaha pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So we'll have some comments on this now. You can see the word asat vishayam, which comes in the fourth line. Yes? Nobody will give any objection? First line. Okay, just want to make sure that you are awake. Asat vishayam. Asat vishayam means those people who are contaminated. They do not have bhakti for the Lord, and that's why they will not get the lotus feet of the Lord. Asad vishayam angrim. Angrim means lotus feet of Krishna. Just like a person who has never come to Bhagavatam class. So how he will know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And now why he will not come? Because that is not his vishay. That is not his subject. So asad vishayi means a person who is only absorbed in material, mundane subject matters. He can never understand Krishna. It's very simple. Just like now, well, if I start talking about theory of relativity, so that is not a subject matter for farmers. Do we do that? A scientist may know theory of, I also do not know theory of relativity for that matter. So now, just like theory of relativity is not a subject matter for most of the devotees, except the BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute devotees. Similarly, all the people of this world, they have nothing. Matirna Krishna Parata Sutova, they have nothing to do with Krishna. So that means, to what kind of lotus feet? Natosmi is the word here. Sukadeva Goswami is offering his respect to the lotus feet of Krishna. What kind of lotus feet which is not understood by those people who are asad vishayi? You understand now? Asad vishayi? Asad means who are attached to temporary things. Attached to body, attached to whatever is temporary in this world. They have no interest in Krishna and they can't understand. It is quite interesting. You can see in this pastime itself, when the Sumeru mountain was lifted, then it crushed the demigods and the demons. And demigods and demons were again brought back to life by Lord Vishnu. The demigods are still understanding that Lord Vishnu is God, but demons are not understanding because they are Asada Vishayi. You can very easily see that. The universal form was shown to Duryodhan also, but then he said, this is all Maya of Krishna, and then he wanted to bind Krishna because he was Asada Vishayi. So you can see, even Krishna comes before them, they can't understand. Just like Jarasandh and Shishupal also were directly seeing Krishna, but because they were Asada Vishayi, could not understand. That is the point. Okay. Now that's why Lord Chaitanya's Vaishnav Sadachar manual has only how many words? Few words. Asat Sang Tyag A Vaishnav Achar. How many words are there? Asat Sang Tyag A Vaishnav Achar. 6 words. Because, now why we have to give up bad association? Because those who are absorbed in material sense gratification, their only aspiration is that if I do not get material sense gratification, I will be in so much lack, I will feel so much shortcoming in my life. And that kind of taste or inclination we will also imbibe if we associate with them. And what happens when we associate with devotees? Prema bina vartha mora daridra jivan, dasakari vetan mora diya prema dhan. That is Mahaprabhu's prayers to Krishna. I also feel a lackness in my heart. A devotee also feels lackness in the heart. If I do not get to hear Hare Katha, if I am not able to chant Hare Krishna, that is my lackness. So they will give us that kind of lackness. Lackness is the word? Emptiness to us. A devotee eternally remains empty only. Like Haridas Thakur says, what, my Lord, please give me taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur, who is chanting 3 lakh every day, he is saying, please give me taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Or we hear Prithu Maharaj, please give me thousands of years I can hear about Krishna. So we see a different kind of lack. Thirst is the exact word. A devotee also feels, and we also become thirsty. We also want to become thirsty like that. More thirsty for Krishna Katha, more thirsty for name. So that what happens when we do satsang, when we associate with devotees, their thirst for Krishna is transferred in our own hearts. That is the meaning of satsang. And if that thirst has not been transferred, we have not done satsang. I am talking about Asad Vishayi. And then the word is Bhava Gamyam. Have you understood? Can you see that word in this shloka? Where does it come? The first line. Now, Bhava Gamyam means, yes, Krishna is Asada Vishayim Angri. He cannot be understood by those who are materially absorbed, but his Bhava Gamyam. He can be understood by those people who have love for Krishna. Is that Lord Vishnu is present everywhere, but only a person who has love for Krishna can see him. Just like, and what is the meaning of seeing Krishna? Experiencing his sweetness, experiencing his opulences. But we can only experience it if we have love for Lord. Just like, Srila Narad Muni gave example from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, that just like shark, everybody understands, may look very nice, but without salt, it is not tasty. So what is the meaning of that salt, shark, isn't it? Similarly, if a person doesn't have love, he will not feel happiness in serving Krishna. The same way Mukundata was also saying, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he will not have my darshan for billions of lifetimes. Then he asked, will I have darshan after that? He said, yes, after billions of lifetimes, you will have my darshan. Then he started dancing. So then again, Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you can bring him now. So this is a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Mukundat says very, very interesting thing. He said, what is the value of seeing you without love? Jarasandha also saw you, Duryodhan also saw you, Shishupal also saw you. They felt, did not feel any happiness. So real happiness in seeing Krishna will only be there when we have love. That's why we should always pray. Prema bina vartha mora daridra jivan, dasakari vetan diya mora prema dhan. Whether we are chanting Hare Krishna, whether we are hearing Bhagavatam, whether we are seeing Krishna, we will be feeling happy to the degree we have love. And if we don't have love, so we should beg for it. And they are Mahavadanya Avatar. And Nityananda Prabhu is special. One devotee was explaining that when he was a childhood, there used to be a person who was drunk. And if you go to him, and his name was some Peter or something, say, Peter, can you give me $100? And he says, okay, take it. Because he's drunk, he does not know, and he gives very easily. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu is the person, he was giving, comparing it with Nityananda Prabhu. He doesn't see your qualification. My dear Nityananda Prabhu, I am not a B.Tech from IIT Kanpur. Can I get love of God? Yes, you can have it. My dear Nityananda Prabhu, I am very fallen. Can I get love of God? Yes, please, just bow down before me and I'll give you. No discrimination. I was just hearing my Guru Maharaj just before the class, and he was saying it was given, this instruction has been given to Nityananda Prabhu by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go to every room, every home, and without any discrimination, Mataji, Prabhuji, villagers, anybody, please tell them to chant Hare Krishna. So he is on a mission of no discrimination, and giving Hare Krishna to everybody. So we can always ask him and pray to them. Nityananda namastubhiha premanand pradayane kalau kalmash nashaye jahanva pate namaha. You are pati of mother Jahanva. You destroy all the contamination of Kali Yuga and you are giving full love of Krishna. No holding back. Okay, now what we can learn, the word comes is prapannan. The prapannan word means that the demigods, because they were surrendered to Lord Vishnu, the Lord made them drink nectar. So what were the symptoms of surrender we see in the demigods? First symptom is that they had faith in the instruction of the Lord. When they had no strength to fight the demons, then Lord said, okay, have truce with the demons and churn the nectar. So they first of all followed the instruction of the Lord, which did not exactly match their intelligence. The Lord could have given him special weapons to fight with the demons, but Lord did not want to do that. He wanted to do some pastime. So he said, okay, you please assist in my pastime and do this. First, the instruction is that the upaya of the Lord may not match our intelligence. Upaya, you understand? The solution of the Lord may not match our intelligence, but we have to be intelligent enough to understand that we are not sufficiently intelligent to understand the upaya of the Lord. Just follow the upaya of the Lord. Upaya means solution. So we may not understand how by chanting and dancing, how by chanting Hare Krishna, I'll go back to Godhead. We don't have to understand to that. Now, second point of surrender was, faith was, that even if when we are following the instruction of Lord and things go wrong, still we should continue to follow the instruction. You see, so many things went wrong. First thing which went wrong was poison came out. The Lord said Amrit will come out. But first thing came was poison came out. Then, what is that? All kind of things came out. But they had faith and they kept on churning. This is again an important point from the demigod's point of view. Also, they were not knowing how the Lord will help them when they are following the instruction. When the Sumeru, when they first endeavored to lift the Sumeru, they never knew the Sumeru will crush them. Then they also did not know that Lord will, awaken them or reawaken them by His glance. Then when Sumeru actually went down inside the sea, they were also not knowing again what to do. Again Lord comes from, Sumeru was there, no? Sorry, Mandar Mantra. Okay, this is very good to give class in devotee association. We can be corrected immediately. That's nice. So Mandar Mountains. Okay, so Mandrachal went down the sea. Then again they did not know what to do. Then again Lord helped. So the idea is very simple. We do our part and the Lord will do His part. We do not know how He will do that. We should do our part nicely. Put all our endeavor and whatever is lacking, Krishna will take care. Because He also wants love within our heart to manifest. Because then He will relish our services more also. So the whole idea of taking shelter means how Krishna will give protection, I do not know. But we have faith that He will give protection. Now, you must also have one very interesting thing, that none of the demigods thought that when prize distribution ceremony will happen, the Amrit will get distributed, it will be done by Mataji. No, isn't it? Our Gita distribution, normally you have sannyasis who are giving prizes like that. So they never thought that Mataji, Mohini Murthy, Mataji will come and distribute. So Lord went all the way to become a woman. Woman means, you know, like Mohini Murthy, to give Amrita to his devotees, because they followed the instruction. And none of them, none of this plan of the Lord was known to the demigods also. So now when devotees take the instruction of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh, he can make so many arrangements to facilitate that desire. We should do our part. We should go and preach to people. Maybe somebody will become very much activated and then preach to all over the world. Just like Srila Prabhupada preached to Anant Shanti Prabhu, one devotee in Russia. And now we have such a small congregation in Russia. Did I miss? No. Huge congregation in Russia. So many Russian devotees are coming. Very sincere devotees. Very nice devotees. So the last point is that, so devotee depends on the Lord, although he does not know how the Lord will help him. And as he makes progress towards the Lord, Lord makes so many wonderful arrangements to help, by which his faith increases. Just like Arjuna has taken a vow that I will kill Jayadratha. You know that pastime. By next evening, and if not, then I will also die. So then you understand, you know that Lord Arjuna was sleeping nicely, but Krishna was thinking what to do. He was not able to sleep. So he said, you are supposed to kill, you have taken such a big vow, you are not worrying? He said, you are there, why should I worry? Now just imagine when Mother Draupadi was being insulted, she took shelter of Krishna. Did she have any idea how Krishna will protect her? So you see, this point is common in all the pure devotees. Did Prabhupada knew how, okay, I'll go to Boston and then this devotee will come to me and will help me and this will help me to get Bhagavad Gita printed and this everything is arranged. At least that's not revealed to us. He's depending on Krishna. And Krishna makes all the surprise arrangements. Like one devotee told, please correct me if I'm wrong, that Prabhupada opened one center. All other centers were opened by his disciples. So this is a real leader who empowers his followers to also become very much empowered in Krishna consciousness. This is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. So we understand, we take shelter of Krishna. We do not know how we can preach. We should have that Uttam Shloka Lalasa. Srila Prabhupada explains in the 5th canto, Bharat Maharaj had Uttam Shloka Lalasa. So we will see that Uttam Shloka Lalasa means attaining Krishna. But Prabhupada translates it, establishing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead all over the world. That is love. In one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada says, what is Bhajatam Priti Purvakam? Krishna, a devotee wants to preach about Krishna, out of love. Oh, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and out of love I want to spread his glories. Not out of some rules and regulation. And one more thing which I would like to say, 5 minutes are left. Very, very deep point in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that people can know Krishna only when devotees, sadhus, preach voluntarily through the Vedic literatures. And sometimes I may feel, I may not be a devotee or whatever, but I am not giving anybody any mercy. Just like the Amazon agent does not give me something from his home, he just brings it from Amazon. So we have amazing Krishna and amazing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are simply amazing agents of this Sankirtan party. We are simply delivering it to people. Whosoever will accept, we get the credits. And that is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. That how we, I'm not giving anybody any mercy from my side. I'm just simply giving mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everybody. In the form of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I have one more shloka to explain. Oh, sorry. There are a few things which are also more left. Yes. Two more points was that when we are on the path of bhakti, Lord has assured that his devotee will never perish. Now we do not know how we will not perish. But we have faith on the instructions of Supreme Lord that if you keep on continuing Krishna consciousness, Krishna will protect him. Okay. I'll stop here because We don't have time, otherwise I would have discussed something on how to cultivate some taste for chanting Hare Krishna, but since devotees will not have time to do that, so we can stop here. Any questions are there? We can take. Any questions? Oh, if not, no questions are there, then 5 minutes are there. I can explain the shloka.
Syat Krishna nama charita disetapya vidya pito patapta rasanasya naro chikano kintvadaradanam nidam khalu saiva jushta swadvi kramad bhavati tadgadmul hantri.
I will only touch upon the shloka, not go in detail. We have heard this, a person who is having jaundice, he should take sugar candy and then his taste will come. But this is only half the shloka. Second says, Srila Rupa Goswami says that, kintva darad anunidam, two words are there. Srila Rupa Goswami, who has ultimate taste for chanting Hare Krishna, he is giving it advice to us. Adarad anunidam. Only then this jaundice gets cured. It's not that chanting Hare Krishna with WhatsApp, I'm going to get taste for chanting. That is tiraskar. That is, tiraskar means what in English? Insult of the holy name. So here there were two words, I'm not going into deep, only two words I'm focusing. Adarad anudinam. With faith that this is Supreme Lord Himself who is coming on my tongue. So with that kind of faith, if I'm chanting, and daily if I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then this avidya will get destroyed. There are so many things to speak, but I don't have time for that. But one very, very critical thing about Adar is 3 points. First, we must understand the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Second is, we should not demand material things from the holy name. And third is, we should try to chant attentively. So, if you sleep in the japa, is it neglect or insult of the holy name? Yes. So, it's not that I am not feeling sleepy. Sometimes we feel sleepy, but we may feel sleepy, but immediately wake up. And if I am chanting Hare Krishna, then I start talking about mundane subject matter. Is it not insult of the holy name? Yes. So, if you start doing that, or if you keep on doing that, yes. So, the jaundice will be cured, but much more time. So with what intensity we chant, are we chanting the whole holy name with respect and daily, that will decide how fast this jaundice gets cured. But I don't have time for that, so I shall stop. I wanted to explain this shloka in depth, but there's something, few points I mentioned on this thing. So with attention, with the faith that the name is not different from Krishna, and not asking material things from Krishna. When we descend in the form of the holy name on our tongues. Rather, we should just simply say, please give me attraction for your lotus feet. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanandi.